Chapter 27. Everything's so dizzying, and it's hard to cut through the pain in her side and see her way through to what has happened. But one shining moment is bright enough to manage. Nora's sitting there in the pilot's seat of the Falcon, feeling like a stranger in someone else's house. Her son is next to her, acting as co-pilot, and then Brenton comes up behind them. He kisses the top of his son's head. He kisses Nora's cheek. He leans on them both, one hand on her shoulder, another on Temin's shoulder. And as Nora brings the Falcon out of hyperspace, Chandrila rushing into view, he laughs a little. "It's amazing," he says.
"Amazing?"
she asks a little cheekily.
"Things have changed, and I hate that I missed it. But look at the two of you. Nora, you're a pilot. Temin, you are too. The Rebel Alliance won, and I'm not happy I missed all that, but I'm happy to see what you both became."
His voice shakes when he says,
"I feel like I woke up from sleep, and the galaxy moved on without me."
"We didn't move on,"
Temin says. Nora rubs the top of her husband's hand. That hand is trembling just so.
"Tim's right. You were missing from us. But now we're a family again. And nothing can change that,"
she says, convincing even herself.
"Things will feel weird for a while, but that's okay. We'll get past it. For now, though, can you check on everyone back there? Let them know we'll soon be clear to land?"
"I will," he says, and then adds, "I love you guys."
"We love you too,"
Temin says. As Brenton heads back, Nora and her son exchange looks. She remarks to herself just how happy the boy looks. In fact, she can't remember the last time she's seen that look on his face. He's beaming, bright as the sun.
"Let's go home,"
Temin says. Nora transmits clearance codes to Chandrila Tower Control. The Falcon descends. The ship is crammed full of people. Temin works his way through the back of the craft, talking to them all as he passes.
"You're free from the Empire,"
he tells an Ithorian woman pressed into the back corner. She murmurs gratitude at him.
"We're landing now,"
he says to a young Rhodian, whose face is marred with a meshwork of scars.
"It's gonna be okay,"
he assures a barrel-bellied man in Rebel Army raiment. At the back of the ship, through the throng of bodies, Temin finds his father doing the same thing, assuring the others, holding their hands, embracing them. Some weep, some laugh. Excitement is present like a static charge in the air.
"Dad,"
Temin says.
"Son," Brenton says.
"Master Temin's father,"
Mr. Bone says, suddenly interjecting himself between the two. He reaches out with two claw arms and mashes father and son together. Their heads bonk.
"This precious moment must be sealed by a hug. A loving yet violent entanglement of bodies wherein one person grabs another with great force and squeezes. But not so hard that their eyes rupture from their bones,"
Temin says sharply.
"Shh. Roger, roger."
Brenton stares on with goggling eyes.
"The old B1? You repaired him already?"
"Yep."
"Just with the supplies from the Falcon?"
Temin hears some awe in his father's voice.
"Yeah."
"You take after me."
Temin grins big.
"Yeah."
A crowd is gathered on the landing platform as the Millennium Falcon swoops in low, easing downward. News traveled fast and wide. Not only is Han Solo's ship returning, but it's bringing with it a bevy of prisoners, many of whom haven't been seen since the earliest days of the Rebel Alliance. Some family members have gathered, as have others from that era, who are eager to see if they can welcome the return of friends, comrades, and loved ones. Those gathered cheer and whoop. Two of those gathered are about to be disappointed. They will arguably be the only two truly disappointed, and each will feel this disappointment keenly and starkly in contrast with what must be an otherwise triumphant, happy-making day. Those two are Leia Organa and Wedge Antilles. Wedge stands there with flowers. Nothing too big or ostentatious. The strange little woman at the Hana City greenhouse tried to get him to carry a bouquet as big as his chest and full of all the colors of the rainbow. But he said that wasn't Nora's style. Instead, he went with something understated, simple but elegant. 6 sundew flowers. Beautiful, yes, but they last. Firm stems and resilient petals. They don't wilt. They smell beautiful. And they're as golden to him as Nora is. Leia, for her part, has brought no gift but herself. She beams, her cheeks flushed with excitement. The Falcon is returning. And with it, her husband must surely be returning too. This is a good day, she tells Wedge over the din of the crowd.
It sure is, he answers.
The Falcon eases down onto the platform, rocking on its landing gear. The plank descends, and through the hiss of steam come the freed captives.
Dozens of them,
each meeting guards as they come off. Guards who usher them through a receiving line where they meet Ackbar and Mon Mothma. They aren't forced to dwell. They're directed to a series of transports lined up at the edge of the platform. Transports that will take them to the Senate Plaza, where the Chancellor has food and a medical tent, and officers waiting to perform interviews of those returning. The captives keep coming, offloading one after the other. Leia must know that Han and Chewie will be among the last off. Wedge knows this too about Nora. And then, Nora does step off the ship. Temin just ahead of her, and the clanking droid Bones just ahead of him. Temin is happy. Happier than Wedge has seen the kid. He's about to call to the boy, about to say, "Hey, Snap, over here." But then he sees the man next to Nora. He doesn't know who the man is, but the man has his arm around Nora. He kisses her cheek. She kisses his lips. It clicks into place pretty quick, clicking like a thermal detonator set to blow. And blow it does, right inside Wedge's chest. The realization that Nora found her husband robs his lungs of air. He looks to Leia, and he sees her searching his face. And he watches the moment, too, when Nora and her husband are last off. And the Falcon closes up after nobody else gets off.
He didn't come home,
Leia says.
I know,
Wedge answers.
I'm sorry.
He's still out there.
I'm sure Han is all right.
I'm sure he is too. I trust him.
But the way she says it, Wedge isn't so sure.
I have to talk to Nora, though. I have to find out what happened.
Maybe give her just a little time. It looks like she brought home someone special to her.
Leia smiles despite her certain disappointment.
It does at that.